Hey, hello there, Tartasia.
Hello.
Hi there. My name's Marty. I'm calling about the NEC baby formula lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad. Thank you. Yeah, and have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim for the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
No, sir.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, so was it, you know, a loved one? Was it, you know, perhaps your child that was affected by the baby formula, or what's the scenario there?
He had to have surgery. He was a premature baby. He had to have surgery to fix his stomach. Lepotomy. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, okay. So you're not sure how to pronounce it. Do you have it written down anywhere? Do you know what letter it starts with?
It starts with L.
Okay.
I can't pronounce it, but they went through his stomach and had to fix it. And then when after that, he just had a blockage in 2001,
yeah.
And he had to go back.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry that you had to go through all that. Yeah, and so, you know, for our initial call here, you know, I just wanted to really just introduce myself and send you my direct line. You know, and then what I would even say is if you find out the exact name of the diagnosis, we could carry on. And I know especially because it's late here, too.
Diagnosis is necrolitis.
Oh, okay. You said necrotized.
Yes, that's the diagnosis. But I'll tell you about the surgery they had to do for him.
Oh, okay. So it was the necrotizing, and there's another word on there. Is the
NEC. Intercolitis.
Yes, necrotizing intercolitis. Okay, so then, then that does actually fall into the umbrella of what the lawsuit covers. I'm sorry to hear that. That sounds just awful, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, ultimately, did you want to see right now if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yes, we could.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, thank you for filling me in on that. And you said, sorry, you have not found an attorney yet to help you file a claim, right?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, and I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you the same exact question again, just in a longer format, so bear with me. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did say that he was diagnosed with NEC, the necrotizing enterocolitis. And then, and what injury was sustained from that? Sorry to make you repeat yourself.
What you mean, what injury? He was bleeding in his stool.
Oh.
He was throwing up greenish yellow stuff, and his temperatures wouldn't be stable, and he couldn't come home. I mean, that was the biggest thing, is that he was so sick he couldn't even come home.
Okay, yeah. So ultimately, that sounds like was that a like a gastrointestinal or bowel condition? Is that what he had, or something else like a perforation?
Gastro.
Okay, so like a gastrointestinal or other type of bowel condition?
Yes.
Okay. And so, and do you have, you know, any medical records showing the proof of the diagnosis of the injuries?
There was his doctor. I mean, I could probably request them for you.
Okay, then yes, you could get a hold of him if needed.
Yes.
Okay. And then, when was he diagnosed with the NEC? Do you remember? I would say as close as you could.
August 12, 2017.
Oh, okay. So August 12, 2017. Okay.
Mommy on the phone.
Now, Was your son diagnosed with NEC prior, or, you know, before being given the formula, or after given the formula or fortifier?
After giving the formula.
Okay. And then how long after being fed the formula or fortifier, you know, was your son diagnosed with NEC?
I would say not even a whole month later, because he was born July 26th. He was diagnosed August 12th, so it wasn't even a whole month.
Wait, you said, diagnosed August 12th, and then you said when was he given it? Sorry, I didn't hear the first date.
Oh, he was born and started, because I didn't breastfeed him.
Okay.
Went straight to the milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so his start date of the milk was the day he was born, which was his birthday, which was July 26th.
Oh, July 26th. Okay. And then you said August 12th he was diagnosed. So then that would be over 7 days then. Okay. Correct, right? Over 7 days after he was given the formula?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you remember the name and or the address of the facility where he was diagnosed with the NEC? Do you remember what facility that was?
The Children's Hospital of the King's Daughter.
Okay. In Virginia, right? Norfolk?
Yes, Norfolk, Virginia. My bad, Norfolk, Virginia. I don't remember the zip code.
23507 is what I have. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have the address here as 601 Children's Lane in Norfolk, Virginia. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on the phone, and he's stuck between the bed.
Oh, no. And then, you know, what brand of formula was used? Do you remember the brand?
Similac.
Similac, okay.
Mommy, I love you.
I love you, buddy.
And then, and you're filing this claim on behalf of your son. You're his mother, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, I believe you said he is still with us. He is still living, correct?
Yes, sir. He's still with us.
Yes, absolutely. I have to ask, but no, thank you. For indicating that before I did. And now, okay, and then obviously as his mother, you're his guardian as well, so that means you do have authority to sign on behalf of him, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then both you and him are citizens of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, I think you may have said this, I'm so sorry if I'm wrong, I definitely can't be wrong on a lot of these, just because it's such a, you know, it's such a bad situation. But do you remember the gestational age he was at birth? Because I think you said it was a little premature, right?
Yes, 30 weeks.
30 weeks? Okay.
Yes.
And then did he become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and then come back?
Still in the hospital. He never left.
Okay. And then you did tell me earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and just verify this with you, okay? So you said his date of birth was July 26th, 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so that would make his age right now. Let's see, what's the math on that? So 2024 would be, so about, is he about 7 right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have his birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have any other friends or family members or loved ones that were also, you know, that also use the baby formula as well?
Yes, they, yeah.
Okay.
Not other kids usually.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and if they... You know, if they had any complications or anything, they're as well welcome to give me a call, and, you know, I'll be happy to answer any questions they have too, okay? And then will you just go ahead and, for the injured party's gender, I believe you said that was your son, right? So will you just confirm his gender for me, please?
He's my son.
Okay, so that'd be male, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm fine.
No, absolutely. You're fine. You're fine. Okay, and then what is your son's first name?
Samaj, S-E-M-A-J.
Okay, Samaj, S-E-M-A-J. And then last name?
Barringer, B-A-R-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay, B-A-R-R-I-N-G-E-R.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In relationship to you would be child. And then, okay. So this one, you're more than welcome to give me either his full social or just the last four. You would just be obligated to give that to the attorney when you talk to the attorney. Okay. So whatever you're more comfortable with.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta get it.
Yeah, that's fine. Take your time.
Hold on, baby. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry, sir. I'm still trying to find it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Take your time. It's no problem.
Who are you? His last four is 4688.
Okay. Absolutely. And then, when you talk to the attorney, they're just going to ask for the rest, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I have your name spelled correctly as well. Okay. Is it Chartasia?
Chartasia. You almost said it.
Chartasia. Okay. C-H-A-R-S. Oh, Charstasia. Sorry. Charstasia.
Yes, and you can outfit, right, yeah. It's Charlie and the city put together.
Oh, okay. And then Jimerson, Jimmerson?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are the parent, okay? That's your relationship to the injured party, which is your son, so you're his parent. And then for you now, as the signer, what is the whatever you're more comfortable with, like I said, you know, either your full social or you can give that to the attorney and just give me four for right now, the last four, okay?
4281.
4281. All right. And what is your date of birth?
2/15/1995.
Okay. Did you say 2/13/1995? Oh, I got it wrong. Sorry. 15/15, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the day, we'll just say this, the day after Valentine's Day, 2/15/1995. Okay. And then the email that I have, and maybe I'll say it right this time, Charstasia
yes,
at gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. Yes. There we go. And it's just your first name at Gmail, right?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And then your telephone number I have is 757-998-5812, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I figured. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the phone, and that's your cell phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And then what is your full address?
5839 Flamingo Drive, Houston, Texas, 77033.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I have 5839 Flamingo, like the Pink Bird, a drive in Houston, Texas, right?
Yes.
All right. And then 77033. Okay. All right. And then do you have... I would say that it's okay because I know you're not the power of attorney, but I'm just still going to ask you. So do you have official documents to show either A, your power of attorney, or that you're his mother, being even just the birth certificate? So that would be a yes, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And then let me go ahead and give me one moment. Sorry, I'm just going to take a second here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then being his mother, your name listed on the birth certificate, did it have a middle name, or is it just as you had told me earlier?
Yes, it's Nikita, M-I-K-I-T-I-A.
Okay, is that your middle name?
Yes.
Okay, and then you know what? I'm sorry. I might be a little slower than you. It was the first, was it N as in Nancy or M as in Mike, the first letter?
N as in Nancy.
Okay. And then spell it out.
N-Y-K-I-T-I-A.
Oh, okay. That's easy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that for me. I apologize. So I have N as in November, Y as in Yankee, K as in Kilo, I as in India, T as in Tango, I as in India, A as in Alpha, correct?
N-Y-K-I-T-I-A. Do you have that?
N-Y-K-I-T-I-A. Perfect.
Yes, great.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And then were any of the following issues during your pregnancy, okay? And I'm going to just list them off, okay? So were any of the following issues during pregnancy? And I'm just going to list them all so you can just tell me yes or no after I'm done, okay? So hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above or unknown?
None of them above.
Thank you very much. Sorry I even have to ask that, but thank you for... Okay. And then was your child born premature?
Yes.
Okay. And then which state was your son born in? I believe you told me already.
Virginia.
Virginia, right?
He was born in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Thank you very much. And then was your son diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Oh, mommy on the phone with him. My son is down. That's it.
Okay, and then these are, by the way, this asks for approximate dates of when your son was at the admission into the NICU and then discharge date from the NICU. So what were those dates, if you can remember? Just the closest that you can remember, approximately.
The ICU is like the NICU.
Yeah, NICU, yeah.
So when he came out, he was had to go to the NICU because he was only 3 pounds.
Oh, okay.
So they had him on a feeding tube.
Yeah, that, you know, which happens when they're a little bit you know, premature there. So here, let me go ahead and take a look. So was that after he was diagnosed or before? Because I know he was diagnosed, you said 8/12 of 2017.
Yes, it was before. It was before.
Okay. And so about when was he
As soon as he was born, they had him in NICU the next day. I had to go down there to see him.
Oh, wow. Okay. So as soon as he was born?
Yeah, because
7/26.
When he came out, he was like barely breathing, so they had to like resuscitate him. So then after that, then they had to put him in there because he wasn't eating at all. So then they started feeding him through his nose.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Was that 7/26?
Yes.
You know, July 26? Okay.
Yes.
And that's 2017, okay. Yes. And then about, you know, I would say when was he discharged from the NICU? Was that approximately, you know, if he was there on the day he was born?
The next following month.
It was hard to hear you. The following what?
It was like he was in there, and then they diagnosed him with the NEC, so he didn't get discharged until a month after that.
Oh, wow.
Surgery.
So a month after his diagnosis, so somewhere in like September.
Yeah, because he was...
Okay.
They
so
had to monitor him and make sure he was okay. And Norfolk, I guess, like, Norfolk's like the specialist hospital, so they run extra precautions.
Yeah. So let me just to make sure that I'm right, because it's not you already answered this, but let me just go ahead and make sure that I have your blessing right now. So the admission date was 7/26/2017, you know, when he was born, to the NICU, and then you said he was discharged a month after his diagnosis. I believe his diagnosis was August 12th. So a month after that, would it be approximately September 12th, 2017 that he was discharged?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Gosh, that sounds like a lot. You're a brave person, I have to say.
You got to keep going up to the hospital to check on him. Even though they had like a webcam, we could watch him, but it's nothing like him being able to smell you or, you know, like to interact with you, because it was just too much.
Yeah. And that's important. Yeah, you're a brave person. And you know, when he was born, I know you said he was born a little prematurely there. You know, so what do you remember his weight when he was born?
3 pounds.
3 pounds. Okay. And then me 1 second.
What's going on, baby girl? We got school in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
And so let's see. So he was born about 3 pounds. So that would be around 48 ounces, right?
Yes. I think so. I mean, I'm not good with math.
That's okay. You know what? I'll just say, if I have your blessing, I'm doing some math for you as well, okay?
Okay.
And then that converts as far as, let's see. Give me 1 second. Gotcha. Okay. So you know what? And so that would be 3 pounds, 0 ounces, right? Is that what you were saying? Pretty much he was 3 pounds flat, right? So 3 pounds,
yeah.
0 ounces, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I don't mean to be confusing. And so what that converts to in grams is about 1,360 in grams. So just to be absolutely, you know, specific there, sorry to be so, you know, I know we went off the grid a little bit, but ultimately, so he's 3 pounds, 0 ounces, and then 1,360 in grams, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then, so the baby formula, and, you know, I know we're rounding, you know, the end of this out. So, you know, I know that you've been so patient, so thank you. So when did he start using the baby formula? Was it as soon as he was born and went to the NICU, or as soon as he was born? Okay, so 7/26/2017?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did they stop using the formula with him, or the
The 11th, the day before his diagnosis.
Okay, the 11th. So August 11th, 2017, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Put it on the charger. It's about to die.
Give me 1 second.
My powder.
Okay, so then it asks about the amount of days between when he started using it, the baby formula, and then received NEC. So I'm going to go ahead and help you with counting the days really quickly. Sorry, so the 26th. 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. So that'd be 6 days in July, right? The 26th through the 31st. So that'd be about 6 days, right? And then another 11 days in August, right? So 6 plus 11. So he was using it for about 17 days between the day he started and his injury, right?
Yes.
Okay. So about 17. And then to be more specific, can I ask you if he was fed the formula or the fortifier in the hospital? Yes, no, or unsure?
I'm unsure.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Sorry, can I rephrase that? I actually read that one wrong. It's I apologize for that. Just to make sure, because that is easier than I was making it out. So pretty much was he fed the formula or fortifile while being in the hospital, I think is the way that is. So that would be yes, no, or unsure. You said it was in the hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that'd be a yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then... Sorry, give me 1 sec. And then did your son have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? And it would be, so, and I think you actually said one of these, just, you know, unfortunately. So the first is low body temperature.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then green vomit.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Apnea?
I don't know what that is. So no.
Okay. And then hypotension?
That's dealing with the heart rate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and that is with the heart rate, because it's more blood pressure. So hypotension, bradycardia.
No.
A swollen red or tender belly.
Is that considered abdominal pain? I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
He had abdominal pain.
That's okay. And then I'm going to read the last four. So trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, or diarrhea, or bloody stools.
Bloody stools and trouble feeding.
Okay. Now, do you have sorry, give me one sec. Okay. So earlier I asked, it's almost the same question, just asked in a different way, because I asked earlier if you had proof of, you know, his, you know, symptoms and or in his diagnosis, right? But ultimately,
yeah.
This is a little bit more general, and you said yes, okay. And so, and this is more general. Do you have a copy of the medical records for him, or could you get them?
I can get them.
Okay, and then if they ask you to get them, right? This one is very conditional, because this is going to be between you and the attorney, and you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. That's between you and him. But they just want me to ask, if they were to ask you to get them, how would you prefer to send them, by mail, electronically, or either, right?
Either.
Okay. So both. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC?
Okay, he had they gave him antibiotics. He had the surgery,
Let me see.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a laparotomy, right?
Yes. Yes, that's it.
So was it an exploratory laparotomy?
Is that with the camera?
I believe so. Give me one second.
Hey, get off of it. Joshua, come on. No, it's time to lay down. All right, good night.
Okay, so that one, and maybe things have changed with technology, but I believe it is minimally invasive, which would be so an exploratory would be where they cut them open and actually don't use the camera, whereas I believe laparoscopy is
okay. So he had stitch marks on his stomach, so I guess they cut him open.
Okay.
Yeah, but it didn't have exploratory on his record. It's just that lepo,
okay.
That word that was up there.
Okay, well, you know what? So I can only choose one. I'll put down antibiotics, and then you know what? You can actually just verbally tell the attorney yourself, because that one is a little bit more personal, and then that way you have a little time to take a look maybe at the records. The first thing you said is antibiotics, so go ahead and put that down, because I could only put one. My job is really simple. You know, I'm just kind of putting out the minimal criteria here. But by all means, you already know he's going to ask you the same things that I have here. Just confirm them. And, you know, he might want to hear a little bit more of your account, just because he could do more about it than I could. So I appreciate that. And I'm sorry. That just sounds, more than what I could ever deal with. So I'll put that down for now. And then let me go ahead and move on to the next one, which is, when was your son last treated for NEC-related issues?
in 2021 when he had his blockage.
Okay. Do you remember what month?
No.
Okay. You say maybe like the beginning or end of 2021. We'll try to...
It was in the summertime.
Okay. So we'll say about like June 1st, 2021 would be a good approximate date, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Was that during COVID? Because it was during COVID time.
Oh, my goodness. What a nightmare that was, huh?
Yeah, so you couldn't even go back there with them. So it was real bad.
Oh, my gosh. That hurts me. I'm sorry to hear that. I can't imagine being in that situation. So 6/1/2021 is what we have for that. Now, for the diagnosing doctor, do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name for your son's NEC?
Yes. Her name was Drusilla Paul Wall, Dr. Drusilla. I think it's Powell. It's not Paul Wall. It's Powell.
Okay. Hold on a second.
No. It's time to go to bed. Get off the card. Come on. Let's go. Go lay down. Let's go. Come on.
Your girlfriend. Okay. Oh, Priscilla Lau. L as in Lima. L-A-U, right? Priscilla Lau?
P-O-W-E-L-L.
Oh, Powell. I'm so sorry. Powell. It's, you know, on the phone, everything sounds the same, but that makes much more sense. Okay, Priscilla Powell. I found her. Sorry. And then the diagnosing facility's name is the same as you gave me before, right? The I have it right here. I'll just copy it over. The Children's Hospital of the King's Daughter at 601 Children's Lane in Norfolk, Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, yeah, thank you for being patient there. Sorry about the wait. Okay. And then, so I have the telephone number I have is 757-668-7000. Is that the right number? Or do you have a better one?
That's it.
Okay. And then, so that was where your son was diagnosed, and was he also treated there? Is it the same information for his treating facility?
Yeah.
Okay, and then did Priscilla Powell, did she treat him as well as diagnose him, or is it a different treating doctor? Does that make sense?
It was the same team.
Same team, okay. And then do you just remember Priscilla's name? Do you not remember the other one? Because we can go ahead and just kind of move her information.
No, I don't remember the other one. I just remember her telling me what he had, and then... She, at the hospital, had like a team of nurses, and their pediatrician's office is there too. So they just had a team of office. So when we went, we just seen whoever was on her team, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And so she was still ahead of all of that. Okay. We'll go ahead and kind of move her information down there then. And then, Okay, so then I'm just going to go ahead and the last thing I'm going to do before I just go over everything with you again is I'm going to read you a quick script regarding emergency contact information. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for you or for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that you can list?
My father.
Okay, and then does he live with you or elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
Okay, and then what is his name?
Charlie Jimerson Jr.
Okay. All right, there's the Tristacia. That's where it comes from, Charlie. That's beautiful. That's a good idea. And then Jimerson Jr., what's his number, his telephone number?
757-944-8887.
All right. 757-944-8887.
Yes.
All right. It's an easy one to remember. And that is your father. All right. And then do you know his emergency contact address? Do you know his address?
11 Haley. 11 Haley Drive, Hampton, Virginia, 23663.
Okay.
I think it's 23666, not 3.
2366. Is it 1 maybe? 23661?
Yeah, probably.
Is it in Hampton? 11 Haley Drive in Hampton, Virginia, 23661?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, you know, you got me close enough. You know, Google can handle the rest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have 11. Haley is spelled H-A-L-E-Y, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was a lot of information, I know, and thank you for being so patient with me. I know it's not easy, and that's everything. So I'm going to go ahead and read it all back to you. It's a little quicker because we don't have to think about very much. It's already here. So I'll go ahead and, you know, read it back. You just correct me if I'm wrong. I'll stop every few questions, okay? Okay, so the first thing I said was, you know, is Marty, I'm on a recorded line. I asked if you'd like to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit. You said yes. As far as an attorney goes, you said you'd not found an attorney to file a claim. And then when I asked you, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed anything with another law firm, you said yes. And all of that is correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then, you know, unfortunately, you know, your son was diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis, you know, and the injuries that were sustained is ongoing gastrointestinal and other bowel conditions. You said you do have medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries, and all of that is correct so far, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, he was diagnosed August 12th of 2017. And he was diagnosed after being given the baby formula, correct? Okay, and then how long after being fed the formula was he diagnosed with NEC? You said over 7 days. And then what was the name or address of the facility where he was diagnosed with NEC? And that was Children's Hospital of the King's Daughter at 601 Children's Lane in Norfolk, Virginia. The brand was Similac. You're filing this claim on behalf of him as his mother. And then he is luckily he's still with us. He's alive. And then, you do have authority to sign on behalf, of your son. And then, you and your son are both residents of the United States. And then, the gestational age at birth was 30 weeks. And he was diagnosed at the hospital. And all of that is correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. His date of birth is July 26th, 2017. And he's currently 7 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then birth certificate. You said yes, you have his birth certificate. As far as any friends or family that were also, you know, had also used the formula in the past, you said yes. And then you said you look out for him just to let him know to watch out for symptoms. And if they need legal help, you can always send them our way. And then necrotizing intercolitis is the main injury there. Your son is a male, is a gender. His name is Semaj, S-E-M-A-J. Last name Barringer, B-A-R-R-I-N-G-E-R. Correct? All of that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the relationship to you is he's your child. The last four of his social is 4688. And then your information, it's your name is Charstasia. That's C-H-A-R-S-T-A-S-I-A, Jimerson, J-I-M-M-E-R-S-O-N. And then the relationship to the injured party, which is your son, your parent. And then the last four of your social is 4281. All of that is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then your date of birth, it's a day after Valentine's Day, right? So February 15th, 1995, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, your email is charstasia@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then telephone number 757-998-5812. It's a mobile number or a cell phone number. The address that I have for you is 5839 Flamingo Drive, Houston, Texas, 77033. And then do you have any official documents to show your pretty much power of attorney? Well, we'll say yes. We know you're his parent. And then your full name is Charstasia Nikitia, right? I'm sorry if I'm sorry to butcher it. I'm so sorry. So, and that's N-Y-K-I-T-I-A, Jimerson. And then, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. And then, have you had any of the following issues during pregnancy? You said none of the above. Was your, you know, son born premature? You said yes. The state that he was born in was Virginia. He was diagnosed in the NICU. And then the admission date was 7/26/2017, the day he was born. And then he was discharged a month after his diagnosis, which is September 12th, 2017. And all of that is correct, right?
Yes.
When he was born, he was 3 pounds, 0 ounces, which is 1,360 in grams. Okay.
Yes.
All right. The usage start date was about 7/26/2017 when he was born. And then 8/11/2017, the day before he was diagnosed. So that is correct as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so that the time between his usage and injury was about 17 days. He was fed the formula in the hospital. And then, you know, one of his symptoms after drinking the formula was low body temperature. Another was green vomit. You know, another was hypotension, and even then some after that. And then you do have a copy of medical records for him, you know, or could get them. And then, you know, either way, you could send them by mail or electronically, both. What treatments did he receive? It allows us to fill in one, so we put antibiotics, just because that was the most sure that you were okay. All of that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last time he was treated with NEC issues was 6/1/2021. Okay?
Yes.
And then the diagnosing doctor's name is Priscilla Powell, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A-P-O-W-E-L-L. Okay?
Yeah.
And then that was at Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters. At 757-668-7000, and that would be the same for that would be the same also for the treating doctor and facility and phone number. All of that is the same for both, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we're getting to the end. Thank you. And no medical. Okay. So then I'm going to go ahead and just read your father's information as he's the emergency contact. So he does not live with you. His name is Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, Jimerson, J-I-M-M-E-R-S-O-N, Jr., 757-944-8887. That is your father. And he, his address is 11 Haley Drive in Hampton, Virginia, 23661. And that's everything. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send you, these are the forms so that you can go ahead and talk to the attorneys. You know, just make sure everything is right on them. So you're going to get a text right now. Okay. And an email with this information. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you should be receiving that right now. Granted, I had your information correct.
You want me to sign this?
Yes. And so this is the, and this isn't going to be your filing paperwork. This is what's going to be transferred over to the attorneys so that they have the correct information. And then they are going to go ahead and go over with you and file on your behalf and get your blessing and all of that. This is just so we can get you to point B, okay? So go ahead and open that up. You can put me on speakerphone or on Bluetooth. And then in the meantime, it sounds like you're savvy as far as technology goes. I'm going to go ahead and text you with the information from the for the attorney. So you have their direct contact information as well as mine, okay?
Okay.
So let me go ahead and do that, and then let me know if you need any help. I can always go ahead and help you through that, and just make sure your name's spelled right, the address is right, you know. If there's anything, I can always help you and change it, but it should be perfect, okay?
I signed it.
Okay, and you're faster than me. I'm about to send this to you right now. Let me just proofread it. Okay. I left my name at the bottom, but the law firm's name is Pulaski, A4D firm. And I did give you their direct contact information. You know what? It says reach out to them if they don't call you in 24 hours. I would say, you know, maybe give it a few days. They should be reaching out to you, so look for their call. If they haven't called you in a few days, just reach directly out to them. I left a 909 number for you to reach out to them. If you have any lapses in communication, if you need anything at all, just call me. I have, you know, we can always get a hold of them directly. We could let them know to call you. We could let them know, you know, to look out for your call, if anything. But no matter what, you know, my job is just to make sure I tie up the loose ends and make sure that you know, have a great communication. I am in Pacific time. So, you know, I believe I'm right now it's 8:51 where you are, right? It's right before 9.
Actually, I'm in Texas, so it's
7:15. Oh, okay. So I work from about 10 a.m. to about 7. Wait a minute. I don't know. I'm wrong. Okay, so
I'm on time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was about to say. So seven. It's to about 7 p.m. Your time, but I was like, wait, I thought it was. Oh, yeah. It's. I was like, that doesn't make sense. No, I stayed a little.